Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million. What color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Hi there, Coach Joyce here. We're wishing you the best year ever, the best lifetime ever, this lifetime, next time, anytime. We wish you the best of everything. We want you to know that you are in for a big treat today with our friend Robert Ponte. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Indeed, indeed, your best year ever. And folks, here is a tip from Coach Joyce, right from the Coach's Corner in Florida. And this was submitted by one of my best friends, one of the best writers in the world, Anonymous. This is your life. Do what you love and do it often. If you don't like something, change it. If you don't like your job, quit. If you don't have enough time, stop watching television. If you are looking for the love of your life, stop. They will be waiting for you when you start doing things that you love. Emotions are beautiful. When you eat, appreciate every last bite. Life is simple. Open your mind, arms, and heart to new things and people. We are united in our differences. Ask the next person you see what their passion is and share their inspiring dreams. Hear them, listen to them, support them. Travel often. Getting lost will help you find yourself. Some opportunities only come once. Seize them. Life is about the people you meet and the things you create with them. So go out and start creating. Life is short. Live your dream and share your passion. And on today's show, I have someone that I know lives his dream that is indeed one of the most passionate people I know. He is an author, international speaker, image guru, master communicator, extraordinary entrepreneur, and playful powerhouse. That would be my friend, Robert Ponte, that will talk today about the spirit of play. And folks, I can tell you firsthand, I don't know anyone that is more playful than Robert Ponte. Welcome to the show, Robert.
Good morning, Joyce, you know what? When I heard the opening to your show, the music and the people talking, it perfectly fits into what I want to be talking about today, the spirit of play. Are we ready? And let me know if you are.
I'm always ready when you're ready, Robert, but I have all I can do to keep up with you.
Yeah, I doubt that. You and your tiredness can play much more than most people I know. You know, on the rating scale of a 1 to 10 in play, fun, joy, like your name, you're 10.1. Get that? You're on top of the scale. So don't worry about it. I will follow you and play with you anytime you choose. Thank you, Joe.
And I say ditto. I just want to say that I've been in Robert's seminars many, 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 and I've never had more fun in a seminar. To get the value is why you go to a seminar. But to get the value and just love every second of being there and be with a master, that is what it's like to be in Robert Ponte's classes and academies, and we'll talk more about what's up for Robert a little bit later on. Back to you, Robert.
Yes. Joyce, what I'm going to speak about today, and I'm preparing your audience, is this. I want to make a statement. This truth I will be setting before you will free most of you, but for those of you that are serious, significant, and all those low-level tonal scales, you will be pissed off because it's so easy to piss people off who are not in play. And you ever notice how so many people in the world get pissed off for nothing? It's because they're not living in the true essence of play. I don't mean playing games and football. That's fine. I mean playing with the awareness that anything that goes on in your life, anything that is happening in your life, you can see it from a spirit of play. And with that spirit of play, you're alive, you're vital. See, I say to your listeners, be light about life. And you'll find out why I'm saying that. Sport in bliss. Sport in bliss. That's another way of saying play in bliss. And live with the lightness of being. Joyce, when you and I are together, there's nothing but every experience we have had. We've laughed more than we've been intellectual. We've laughed more than we've been significant. And we've both come out winners. You, one of the leading talk show hosts in the country. Me, one of the leading image consultants and life coaches in the world. It all came about from our spirit of play. I can't imagine the divine creating the universe in a serious mindset, in a significant mindset. This creative process, which we call God, the universe, whatever it is, must have been having and is still having a wonderful spirit of play. How could you create so many flowers and not be happy? How could you create so many mountains and not be happy? How could you create so many fish and birds and not be happy? To live life richly, fully, and in abundance. It's the releasing of the significance, the releasing of the serious, and play. And when I say serious, I notice a lot of people out there, I can feel the vibe saying, what do you mean you got to be serious about that and serious about this? Yes, be serious about getting the job done. And the job you need to get done is that playful, exuberant, vital spirit that dwells within you. And it comes in the envelope called play. Play is rejuvenative. You understand that, don't you, Miss Joyce?
Of course I do. I never gave a workshop, Robert. My courses were play shops.
Say that again. What is
I didn't. I was a seminar leader for decades. I still am. I don't give workshops. I give play shops.
Then you were before most of the people. You obviously know the spirit of play. Look at you. You're rejuvenating. You're alive. I don't think anyone around you could do anything but play. I mean, you don't give permission to them not to play. They can even play in their misery. They can even play in their down mind. I mean, really. Play. If you don't, your health will go. If you don't, people will not want to be around you. If you don't, you won't want to be around you. People who don't play are in sanitariums. People who don't play are in jail. People who don't play are unconscious. See, nobody could possibly be serious and win in this universe. Remember, the world is not where we're at, you and your listeners. They don't want to hear this because they look at the world with wars and famine and everything. Yes, but the sun is not sad. The moon is not sad. The clouds still dance about. The waves still keep splashing and making wonderful things. Birds are always happy. Watch, in the morning, 6, 7 o'clock, who are the happiest creatures in the world? The birds. I never heard a sad bird. Birds are our joke. They make us laugh. They make us play. That is nature's way of saying, come on, my child, get up and let's play. Why is
hey, Robert,
so
now
bright?
I know where the saying comes from. When people are not happy and playful, they say, you're for the birds.
You're for the birds.
So since they know the spirit of play, you're so right on that. Now I know where that saying comes from. You're for the birds. And I always say the thing that I love most about Florida is that I wake up to the cheerfulness of the birds chirping.
Yeah.
So I so agree with you on that.
And never forget that. And listeners, if you remember one thing from this, remember what Joyce just said. The spirit of play is in the song of the birds. Now, don't let this disappear in your thought. The birds are your first indication that life is play. If the Creator didn't want life to be play, we would hear moaning, groaning, screaming, and crying when we woke up, right? That would be our signal. Start crying, start moaning, start being upset. No, the universe says, dance with the song of the birds. I'm really serious. I never really thought of it that way until you brought up this whole bird thing. You're for the birds. We are for the birds. Exactly. We are the birds. Have you ever heard the flutter of a bird's wing and felt the wind of the bird's wing and the chirping of a bird? Imagine if you had a lover that just shut up and chirped and laughed and sang. You would have so much fun for the rest of your life. Think of all the times you and your lover or you and your boss or you and your fellow workers were not cheerful, were not playful, were not light about life. Your body begins to close up. Your breath is decreased. Your body will not move. Have you ever had sex and not played? Well, that ain't sex. That is something ridiculous. That is some made-up confusion.
Well,
all
Robert,
sex.
I say sex is the most fun you can have without laughing.
Yes. And do you know when I speak with people or have sex with people and they say, have you had fun? Well, you know, so many people say, oh, what is that significant? I'm going to be with them for life. I'm going to be endeared by them. Oh, my God, they think I'm so precious. No, be playful. It's very hard to take a playful person out of your life. You have to be very dull, very unconscious. Now, let's get on. The more serious a person gets, the more they have to do things by patterns, the stuck patterns. And the more they have to agree, and the more they have to follow the rules, and the more broken the peace becomes. When you don't play, your body, your mind, your heart, your intelligence becomes broken when there's no play. Play is like super vitamins and beyond. This universe really, really, really starts surrendering to a spirit of play. You want the universe to answer your prayers and your requests? Well, start it with play. Imagine if most churches you went in were in a spirit of play. Some are. Last week I took a here in San Francisco, I went to Glide Memorial. Now, if you've never heard of that, that's this huge, beautiful, beautiful downtown, in the ghetto kind of church. And people play, and that church has been going on. You know, Maya Angelou? Well, she used to be a member there and wrote poems for that. These people play. To go into a church that's morbid, downtone, is not what the spirit of life and aliveness is. So this universe, again, remember, surrenders to the spirit of play. And one of the spirits of play is, get this, let's pretend. Now, I don't mean just like a child. Then I do. You're an adult as a child. Let's pretend we're having fun. Let's pretend we're being nurse and doctor. Let's pretend we're Olympic athletes. Let's pretend we're receiving an Academy Award. Isn't that fun just to hear it? The spirit
of play. Oh, that's
a
great game.
Yeah, that's a great game. Do you know people in the hospitals, when they watch jokes and comedians, they get well quickly? Fun, laughter, play. Without that, what are you doing? Why is your life such a waste? You can make all the money in the world. You can have any kind of reputation. But if you're not in the spirit of play, you can't relax. You can't laugh. The spirit of play is our greatest elixir for joy. It's the nectar, the most important nectar to live well. See, it's a tremendous sensation, the spirit of play. It somehow, in its own magical way, arises us, prepares us for each day, and takes us through the day. Remember the coworker who didn't get the job done, or the coworker who bumped into you while you were trying to do something highly concentrated, or the people in the audience who started walking out because you were too significant. Have you ever turned on the Sunday channels and listened to a lot of the preachers? Which one do you eventually want to keep on? The one who's fun, light. If you're not that way, you'll keep on the sad one, the hell-bent one. No, be very careful. Keep your life playful. Now, I want to go over a little bit of this tonal scale. So you notice, people at the highest level of play, they're very blissful. They're especially enthusiastic. And something about them, they're vital. Now, that's on top. If you are and you have a friend who's enthusiastic, vital, blissful, and playful, don't lose that friend. They are the elixir for happiness in your life. Now we get down a little more. We go to the conservative, the cautious. Imagine going through life. Remember Thelma and Louise in that movie? They played. They weren't conservative and cautious. They played. And then you get a little lower than that, and then you go into boredom. The only boring people I know are the ones who have a boring mind and a boring spirit of play. So we go from blissful, enthusiastic, vital, then conservative, cautious, then we go to boredom, and now we get into people who are antagonistic. See, when a man loses or a woman loses their spirit of play, they are dead. They're the walking dead. Know that. If you don't have the spirit of play, you're on your way out. We die by paper scratches. You've heard that said before. We die by so much sadness, so much antagonism, so much unalive actions and words. See, this means that people start dying the minute they stop playing. And this is cumulative. It adds up. Now, I'm going to go back. We talked about antagonism. You ever been with antagonistic people? Oh, my God, it's horrible. It's gruesome. And then you go lower, resentful people. I bet there have been people in our lives and in your lives, the listeners, who are resentful. And then below that, they get angry. They're in anger. Or they're in covert hostility. Oh, these terrible people who don't know about play. To them, they go, be serious. God, the next time a parent says, be serious, say, wake up. Wake up, mother and father. You're missing out on the game of life. When they have covert hostility, they start moving down into fear. Fear. How can you play in fear? I heard a wonderful story of a man in Auschwitz. They were taking most of the people to the execution, the crematory. And this man says, no, I'm going to play, he said to himself. And he saw this house, this little metal house, like a little boxy house. And he looked at it, and there was a can of paint outside and a brush. And while everybody was being marched to their death, he fell on his knees, crawled to the house, picked up the paintbrush, and started painting the little house. And as the guards went by and all the Gestapo people, they just thought this man was one of the workers in the camp. And he kept painting and painting and whistling and whistling and singing and singing. They just looked at him like he was a crazy guy. And there the people went to their death. And he, when everybody was gone, slipped into the woods. And he is alive. He was alive because he decided to play instead of to cry and weep and all that. I know a lot of you people out there know people who are too heavy. I suggest if you're so heavy, and now it's legal, smoke a joint. I don't see sad people without smoking marijuana, unless they really have this high spirit of play. Now it's legal to say that. So I suggest if you have to move to Colorado or wherever they do that, buy a box of joints and take a drive to the United States. And for those of you out there who are too significant and cannot hear this, wake up. You're dying. And if you're not dying, you're dead. The zombies walk among us. And I would say most people I see, ever in the street, you bump into someone and they're sitting there saying, wow, sorry, what do you mean? Where are you going, you little SOB? You mother this, you know what I mean? No, be light. See, a person has practically lost everything on earth if he's not or she's not joining in the game. It's a game. What the hell do you think life is? It's a playful experience. Look, it's hard enough that we came to the planet Earth, this soggy, mud-filled experience, unless you look at it as playful. Low-tone scale emotions are for people who do not want to create, do not want to be adventuresome, and even people who are not charitable, they're not playing. The spirit of imagination is play. Great humorists are playing. Jerry Seinfeld is playing. All the great jokesters, remember Miss Barr? She was playing. Turn on television and notice how many shows they are not playing. These drama people. Going after a lover that's gone. Going after this drama. Drama is only a play, but you've got to get it as drama play. When you see it then, you don't get caught up in your negative emotions. It becomes very enjoyable. Sex is a low emotion unless you're playing at it. Significant sex cannot bring forth a joyful orgasm. There's no such thing. A sad orgasm is not sex. It's not play. It is like death. It's an instant death. It is just dull, incalculable, and dull compared to the rapidity, the fun, the randomity, and the actual sensation of the spirit of play. The spirit of play is way up there. You don't want to go down to grief, which is lower, and apathy, which is like, whoa, and then near death. How many people have you encountered in life that you thought they were going to die in the next minute or the next week? Walk into a hospital. Look at the happy, cheerful people who are having operations. They heal quicker. Go into a church, sit back, and see who are the happy ones. Why do you think so many people are walking into these wonderful black gospel-singing church? They're clapping their hands. They're singing. And you know what? They get rid of the pain. They get rid of the torture. And eventually they keep rising to the abundance and the prosperity that's available. Play. When a person loses the spirit of play, he's dull. He's boring. He's a pain in the backside. You want to know what's wrong with audiences when you're giving a talk? They're not playing. Every time I go in front of an audience, I say, they want me to win. And I say, you know what? You're too serious. I'm going to have fun up here. Why don't you have fun down there listening? I have them stand up. I have them do something. Because when they do a physical activity or sing something or do a mantra, they begin to lighten up. There's a woman I know in New York City, Sheila Tron. She teaches play and laughter workshops. She says you won't believe some of these people, young, middle-aged, and old, who are dying. At the end of a half an hour, they're playing. They're vibrant. They're alive. When you play and when you laugh. See, laughter is the key to open up. Laugh even if you don't feel like laughing. Have fun. You drop your milk when your child drops the milk. Laugh with them. Why stick some sad thing or some painful thing into the child's heart and mind? They'll have that the rest of their life. Why hit your child when he does something you do not want him to do? Children must do what you don't always want them to do. Probably some of your most joyous children are those who are playing. Probably the most unconscious children you have are the ones who are not playing. See, the conscious you, the amount of consciousness people have is in relationship to the play, the joy, and the cheerfulness that is existing within them. If you want something done, get someone who can play. Don't get any of these serious boys. There's nothing that succeeds like playfulness. Even plain flippancy will actually get more done in less time than anything else you can do in seriousness. You want to be serious? Go to a morgue. You want to be serious? Walk through a cemetery. You want to be serious? Turn on most of the television shows. The more playful you are, the more ethical you could be. The more playful you are, the more life wants to play with you. See, fear freeth the pearls of laughter. Think, the pearls of laughter come with playfulness. Pearls, you ever walk into Tiffany's? You want to play. You ever walk into Whole Foods stores? You want to play. You ever go to the Cirque du Soleil? You want to play. Wherever it is that makes you feel happy, light, go there. That's the playful nectar, the playful elixir of a happy, joyful entity on the planet Earth. Now, I want to ask you a few questions. I'm going to ask you this. Imagine if someone wrote this description about you. I would like for all of you out here to think. You go to the mail today, you open it, and there's this letter, and it says, you are the nature of pure consciousness, being and joy. Whoa. You want to know who the heck wrote this? You are free of desires, free of expectations, free of all defects. You're independent and fearless. People who are fearless are playing. They're even making up the game to avoid the negative that's associated with fear. You are free of possessions, free of egoism. You're even minded in happiness and sorrow. Hey, imagine that. You ever think of playing in sorrow? Whoa, it's no longer sorrow. It's something else. Am I going too fast and too far for the audience? I hope not. And if they're your audience and they've listened to the introduction of your show, Miss Joyce, they can't be in a state of significance, boredom, and unconsciousness. See, we are not bound in our soul by sadness. The soul could not have recreated itself over and over again if it were in sadness. Mundane existence in a person's life is a result of sadness, unhappiness, antagonism. You know those SOBs that run around the world? They're in unhappiness. So you are free and eternal. That makes you satisfied. You need to purge all the stupid desires and all the stupid ambitions. And they go, why? How will you get them? You'll get what you want by being light about life. Life responds to people who are life about it, who are alive about it and happy with it. There's something about life. It is exactly what we're putting out. I never saw a person whose life was different than who they are. You want to laugh? You want to play? You want to have more than enough? Be light. And this letter says, you do not long for pleasure and enjoyment. You know why? It's already there. Imagine searching for pleasure and enjoyment. Imagine searching for a new lover. Oh my God, that's dreadful. Go and play. If you go to a bar or a theater or anything else looking for a mate, well, play. The real happy person there will find you, and the two of you will play. You'll probably play all the way home and the next morning and on and on and on. See, you are the content of what you are in life. You either play or you're sad. You either dance or you lie down and die. You either sing or you become a mute. You need to enjoy play. How do you do it? You do it step by step. Put a fake smile on your face. Put a laughter in your mouth. Start moving your body around. Children love to play. Why are they jumping around and dancing and singing? I never saw a flower or a field of flowers not dancing and singing. They're all moving around. When I look at flowers, I hear the giggle of God. I actually see it, hear it, and feel it. What? God could have made black and white flowers. No, color. Color is life. When you have color, you have life. When you have black and white, it's just like a file cabinet. Nothing interesting comes popping out of that file cabinet if it's all black and white. You ever read a brochure that's just plain black and white? Remember black and white television? It wasn't as much fun. It wasn't as playful. See, if you got a letter and it says, you remain even-mindedness, even by blame or praise. Your mind is not perturbed because you are in a spirit of play. You are always in the waking state when you're free of anxiety. Anxiety can make you go to sleep, be sad. You are not hateful. You don't see life situations as good or bad. You see them as this is what is so. Get rid of that good, bad, better than, less than. That's playing play and sadness, play and sadness. And you keep shaking that way, you're going to lose your play. Remember this, playful people are joined with the eternal. They live in a divine consciousness. Your mere presence, if you're playful, purifies situations. It purifies people's states of mind. Joyce, I want to go take a trip with you to every hospital in the world. By the time we're done, I want to see how many people are playing, having fun, and they heal. Doctors can't figure out why they healed. You are an object of worship.
Well, Norman Cousins had a great book about that. You know, he was known for healing himself through watching comedies like The Three Stooges. Every single day healed himself of cancer.
Yes, that's how we do it. I know the ego, the low state, tonal state of the ego, wants no play. And if you're caught in the ego and you're not playing, what have you come to the earth for? No. Play. Force yourself to play. When you force yourself to play, it becomes natural. Perform no actions. Chance to play. Even calmness is play. Supreme nectar is really the elixir of play. See, when you play, you're full of love. You have an auspicious countenance. Auspicious countenance. And you are perfect in realization of who you really are. When you're in the embodiment of grace, you're blissful. You're playful. You're vital. Every time I run at the gym every day on the treadmill, I say, I am light about life. I am playful. I am growing in joy, happiness, and pleasure. And I keep getting younger and fresher, and my body looks fabulous, and my face, I always say, my face is brilliant. My body is brilliant. My mind is clear and pure, and I keep laughing and dancing. People say, what are you doing when you're running on that thing? I said, I am playing. Most people say, God, I'm so tired. I'm sweating. I want to get off it. No, I want to keep going, going, and going. See, you revel in blissful consciousness, and you are enlightened, and you're light about life when you play. Wouldn't you love to be light about life, everybody out there? I mean, get with it. Oh, you say, it's so sad. No. There are moments you can play at being sad. Try it. You want to have play? Play at being sad. Try it. The more you play at being sad, it will dissolve. The more you attempt to be sad, really consciously, you're going to wind up laughing. That which you create, you can destroy. So create your sadness. It will go away. Create your antagonism. It will go away. Create your apathy. It will go away. It's very hard for an apathetic person to create apathy. They can't do it. It's very hard for a person who's in grief to create grief. You never see people in grief? If they can create grief, they will get out of grief. You want to ever see people who are resentful? Try to create resentfulness, and you will never be resentful again. Create boredom. I want to see a bored person try to create it and see what happens. If they create boredom, they'll never be bored because they're creators. And you will finally realize if you get into this spirit of play that within you, within your heart, within the cave of your heart is play, joy. We come from joy. We come from play. We come from lightness of being. And in the work I'm doing, training advanced life coaches, it's all about getting into the spirit of play. In the spirit of play, the client feels joyful. They get rid of their aggravations, their fears, their upsets, their disappointments. I tell you and your audience, if you can start playing, you want to lose weight, you'll lose weight. You want to create wealth? You will attract wealth. You want to create lovers? Play. Play. It's very hard to come on to a person who's not playful. Unless you're in that low state that they are. Two low state people burn each other out, and they're not playful. Joyce, I'm sure you have some wonderful questions, and you have a wonderful audience awaiting to ask me some questions. Can we get started with that?
Before we get to questions, first I want to make sure that people don't question why they should be listening to this show every day. So in the words of Beverly Nadler and in the voice of Beverly Nadler, here's why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Indeed, indeed. Robert, before we go further and talk to you about the exciting things on your agenda, like your upcoming academy, I want to be sure people know how to find you. Your website, Robert Ponte, PANTE.com, RobertPonte.com. And shall we give out your email address, Robert?
Yes, please.
RobertPonte@yahoo.com. RobertPonte@yahoo.com. And what do you want to say about inviting people to connect with you?
Well, if they send me an email and it sounds sincere, I will give them a call and I will give them my phone number if they like. See, this way we can exchange our wonderful feelings, our wonderful possibilities, and they can ask me, what's up? What's going on? Well, this Advanced Life Coaching Academy is absolutely beyond any kind of coaching anyone has ever learned. It lifts the bar. When a person is joyful about who they are, the client begins to pick this vibration up. I've worked with over 37,000 people coaching, consulting, mentoring them. If I stay light, they get lighter. If they get lighter, they call me about the successes. So it's the Advanced Life Coaching Academy, in which we're speaking about. April 1st, it begins. It launches here in San Francisco.
No, Robert. May 1st, it begins.
April 1st. May. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Okay,
that was the original
just want to
day.
Have a clarification.
You got it. Thank you. I'm playing.
Right. We don't want them to go backwards in time.
No. You're right. Thank you very much. Now, see, seriousness, Joyce, is just too heavy duty. This is why I decided to put together from all my years of experience and giving seminars and television and everything and writing books that let's give people an opportunity to dissolve their upsets, dissolve their hindrances, and all their unnecessary fears and pains. We laugh, we have fun during the consultation, and they begin to laugh and have fun at this unnecessary, stupid upsets they have. To be upset 10%, 20% of your life is not living. Unless you get a job in a morgue, then you're going to be a little happier than those who are in these boxes they put them. See, our task in the world is to lighten up. The Advanced Life Coaching Academy is to teach coaches to come from a place deep within their minds and hearts and to play with their clients, not in a silly way, not in a foolish way, but in a joyful, playful, and I do say blissful way. I never saw a world leader in the spiritual realm who was not playful. If they're not playful, they ain't spiritual. They're doing some ridiculous kind of concept of what it is to be spirit. Spirit, playful. It does not hang out in the doldrums of life. I'm sure if you spend time with all the great spiritual leaders, you would have been light about life. You would have been filled with life, and you would have laughed at the joy. Why do you think people want to go to heaven? They feel it's light. It's playful. They're going to be around their master who will make their life free of burdens, free of heaviness, free of drudgery. So, riches, joy, happiness comes to those who are aware of the aliveness of play. See, our task in this world, and this is your task for today, dear listeners, is to lighten up. You want to achieve greatly? Lighten up. You want to live more fully? Lighten up. Now, if you can't hear it and your mind is contradictory to this, you are not very alive. You will not attract to you what you want. People say, oh, that's ridiculous. It's so foolish to be playful. No, you're a fool not to be playful. And I mean
Robert,
that.
Robert, excuse me for a second. You just said you're a fool if you're not playful. On that note, folks, I really want to refer you to our archives on April 1st, April Fool's Day. We had a show, If You Need to Lighten Up, If You Want to Lighten Up, that I promise you, you will laugh the whole show. We had our friend Kurt Fitzpatrick and all his celebrity friends there. We announced my wedding. So if you instantly want to lighten up, go to our show in our archives on April 1st. I also want to take this moment to let you know my website. It's joycebarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. I'm a life coach. I'm a home business coach. And in that website, you'll find out all about my seminar programs, my coaching, joycebarry.com. Countless testimonials from people all across America, people like you. Here are just a few endorsements.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back. President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? Are you kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And if you email me at coachjoyce@AOL.com, be sure to put radio show in the subject line. I always give our listeners priority attention. So, folks, I want to be sure you know about Robert. His website is robertpante.com, P-A-N-T-E. My website, joycebarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. So to lighten up instantly, check out our show on April 1. And I just want to invite you to listen to our show again in our archives, just as this show will be immediately we go off air. On April 4th, I had Beverly Nadler, one of our regular guests. She has our Here's to Your Health Thursday segment on physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. She asked to interview me so as to give our listeners an opportunity to find out all about yours truly, host and coach Joyce Barry. I also want to refer you to another show in our archives, and that would be the show on March 7th. In our archives, joycebarryandfriends.com, it was another extraordinary show by Robert Ponte called How Powerful People Recognize Each Other. So that, too, is in our archives. So I invite you to check out the shows and let people know about this one, and it will immediately be archived once we are off the air. So, Robert, as we're winding down here, I do want to talk a bit about the Coaching Academy, and I do want to say that as someone someone who has attended so many of your seminars. They are masterful. They are always fun. They are always delightful. They attract the kind of people that want to get ahead, that are open to learning, and certainly have that spirit of playfulness. So you not only talk about being playful, more than anyone I know, you walk that talk. You are a playful powerhouse. Back to you, Robert.
Good. So in closing, I want to say, experience joy. Embrace happiness. And enjoy the sense of playfulness. See, the celebration of life is the underlying essence of what it is to be a fully awake, conscious human being. I ask you, if you're not laughing, and if you're not playing at least 10% of your day, and if you're not turning people on to the joy within you and within them, why are you on the planet? We may as well get dead trees walking around. I ask you all, if you're listening to Joyce, you have to have the lightness of being. If you can't hear this, it's your tonal scale may not be allowing you to hear it. So just question your tonal scale and find a good book on tonal scale. That's the way to raise and laugh and play in life. Joyce, it has been, again, my fun, my pleasure. I look forward to speaking with you and your audience again and again and again. Take care, dear friends out there in Joyce's world. Joyce knows what she's saying. Listen to what she's saying. Feel what she's saying, and then you will play. Joyce is all about feeling joy, happiness, unreasonableness. Without unreasonableness, there is no laughter and no play. I love you all. I appreciate your time. And don't burden yourself or others with anything other than play. Take care, dear friends. Good morning.
And I just want to say, you want to check out the Advanced Life Coaching Academy. It's going to start on May 1st. Go to Robert's website. If you want to email him for more information about that, Robert Ponte, P-A-N-T-E, @yahoo.com. And if you're one of these people that are saying to yourself right now, I will check out the academy. I will go to Robert's website. I'll go to Joyce's website, joycebarry.com. Then I ask you, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Sometimes, folks, the problem is that you're stuck in your little comfort zone and you don't want to get out of it. But like Robert would tell you, get out of it and come play. So here's an original poem, perhaps that will inspire you to get out of that comfort zone. Your Comfort Zone by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Don't call your friends. Get off the phone. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Turn off your radio. Turn off the TV. I won't call you. Don't you call me. Really take heed of what I say. Get things accomplished every day. You have a goal, maybe two. How will you handle it? What will you do? You can go to a movie and have some fun, or you can work on your goals and get things done. The choice is yours. What will you choose? Do you want to win or think you will lose? Your thoughts will always determine your fate. Keep them positive. Keep them great. Make your list. Keep it real and take each goal and seal the deal. You can take small steps or a quantum leap as long as you're moving and not asleep. You will win at this and accomplish more. It'll make you happy each time you score. It's great to have a mastermind group. It's best to keep a coach in the loop. Just go for it. Don't fret or moan. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Robert, I suspect with your Advanced Life Coaching Academy, you gently guide them out of the comfort zone to the next level, outside the box, but they're laughing every step of the way. How accurate is that?
Yeah, see, I speak to their being. I don't speak to their mind. The big difference there is, what are you talking about? How do you not speak to the person's mind? Well, once you are able to go beyond your mind and hit the boundless mind, you know, the boundless mind, there's joy. Your boundless mind has all the answers, all the solutions, and all the ways you can be and do and have. I get them, every coach who's going to be a candidate and will be accepted as a candidate in this coaching academy will be guaranteed that they will be able, more able, day by day, to live in their boundless mind and the joy, the real true happiness in the heart. See, I say roam within the heart, the most sacred of all places, and you will find your spirit of play. Roam within the heart. Dwell within the heart, the most wonderful, sacred of all places. Thank you, Joyce. It's been my pleasure this morning.
I invite you to check it out. Check it out now. Don't be one of these people that say, I will check it out, and I promise you I'll get to it someday. I wrote this just for all of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. how exciting to realize that Sunday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and Sunday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So, Robert Ponte, I want to thank you so much for being our special guest today. That's Robert Ponte, powerful, playful, and a master at everything he does, and guaranteed to bring a smile to your face. Thank you so much, Robert. We'll have you back again soon.
Thank you. I look forward to another invitation. Bye, Joyce. Bye, audience.
Folks, go out and celebrate your playfulness. Celebrate your life, your friends, your resources. Celebrate what makes you happy. Here's our closing celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's a home business wizard and she's just begun. She's a coaching sensation for not just me or you or her. It's for everyone.
You can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money, Geico also has fast and friendly claim service so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep and she don't know where to find them. Go!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.